Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope y'all are having a great one out there. You survived the weekend. Well done. Well done.
Always good.
Stars for everybody. Everybody gets a sticker. Everybody gets a star. Let's kick things off the way we like to. Our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Melting. Everything's dripping.
It is true. It's very sloppy out there. Yeah,
I had to dodge an icicle the other day.
Whoa!
Yeah. It was just falling, and
my goodness,
it was in slow motion. It was one of those things. Like
you had to go in icicle time.
So this is how it could go. Like I survived all these things at an icicle. Really,
the thing that gets you.
Spoiler alert! I got out of the way.
Those icicles should be gone pretty soon. If there is any still lingering, I don't know where they are. Maybe forming at night. But we have a blast of spring. We're just a few days away from the meteorological spring, right? That flips for me March 1st. Mm-hmm. So a week ahead of it, and we're already going to be hitting highs today of 50 degrees.
Woo. Oh, my goodness.
50. Wow. Wowza.
Yes. That is going to rapidly take away any snow that you do have left on the ground. It is going to be breezy, too. Winds are gusting at about 25 to 30 miles per hour this afternoon, pulling in that warmth for us, and we'll see some clouds moving in late tonight. Temperatures will fall below freezing, so anything that is wet or looks wet is probably going to be ice in the morning, so be careful with that. Otherwise, another bright, beautiful, warm day tomorrow with highs in the low 40s. And in fact, we stay in the low 40s for the rest of the week. So this is the warmest day of the week, but we're still staying mild all week long. So this is great news.
Wow.
It really is.
Nice.
Do we need to worry about flooding, Brittany, with all this warm weather and the ground still frozen?
Yes. Honestly, we do a little bit because that frost line, that frost depth is still there. So if you think of it this way, the ground is still frozen. So as this water is melting, it's only got so far to go until it hits that frost and that layer of ice. So it's going to start pooling. It's going to be moving into the river system. The rivers are going to start to swell. Some of that ice in the river is going to be breaking up, and then ice jams also become a problem right around this time too. So as we move through this week, flooding is definitely a concern, and sometimes it takes a day or two to really start to settle in. So just because today we're hitting 50 and nothing happens, something could happen on Tuesday or Wednesday. So pay attention. Basement leaks, all of that, all possible.
Brittany, are we going to be close to or looking at record highs for this time of year?
Honestly, I think you are today. Low 50s, our records right now are sitting in the mid-50s. So if we get a few degrees warmer than what I'm forecasting, we'll shatter some records.
Interesting. Wow. Right on. Seth, did you have a question for... No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Thank you, Brittany.
It's great stuff, though. That's good. I love it.
We appreciate you, Britt. Have a great morning.
You too. Enjoy the warmth.
You too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning,
man,
all week
good.
Long. She really is. She really is.
Yeah, to answer those questions like this, man, I mean...
Brittany, she's a true professional.
Yep.
She does some great YouTube videos and some stuff, and I've seen her on with other people on there and everything. And anything you throw at her, she just knocks it out.
Yep.
She's got a triple home run every time.
Appreciate her.
We got great stuff lined up for you to kick off the week, everybody. In a little bit, we're talking about armored guards. Boy,
armored guards.
I gotta get that out now.
That is hard to say. You're right.
Armored guards.
Armored guards.
The rural juror. That is.
Many vowels.
Yeah.
All coming up for you. We got that one. Do you hate any of these beloved foods? We got an interesting one there for you. We're going to Egypt. We're going to be talking about the first pharaoh's tomb found in Egypt since Tutankhamun.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's big news, man.
It's a cool story. We'll be getting into that one a little bit later as well. And how they smell. We have that for you as well. Got some, the 9 o'clock hour is going to kick off with the kitchens open. Beth Habhager will be joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Habhager, I have no problem with whatsoever, yeah, but I was struggling with ruru. That's coming up. After that, we'll have some entertainment news, looking forward to diving into. And we will also be getting into a couple of interesting ones, a debate, that ain't right story debate that we will have a little bit later. An interesting one there. And things people underestimate because anyone can do them, but actually require a lot of skill.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
All coming up for you. But we begin with my old stomping grounds. We're going because there is a humongous Southside beaver that is making the rounds on the internet right now. And I wanted to touch on this one. This is just kind of an interesting. A remarkably rotund Chicago beaver becomes an online celebrity.
That's a great headline. That's an excellent headline right there.
It's a throwback, ain't it? Like, that's a throwback headline. Yes. That feels like something that our parents or our parents saw.
Yep.
It's pretty good. I don't know. If you haven't seen the video, you can go ahead and just type in your search bar Southside Beaver or Rotund Beaver.
Rotund. That is a fat beaver. Wow.
Experts are saying that the beaver, especially this time of year, is probably pregnant, and that is part of it. But even with that, they are saying that this beaver is not just big, it's just incredibly round.
Yes.
Like the actual, like it is literally like just like a basketball.
Unusually
almost.
Large, right? Yeah.
Well, big and beautiful.
That's right.
A Chicago nonprofit is asking social media users to help name a remarkably rotund beaver caught on camera in the city. Uber Rivers, a nonprofit dedicated to restoring Chicago's waterways and protecting the native wildlife, who do amazing work and have for decades over there. Big shout out to them. Look them up and bookmark their page as well, uberrivers.org. You can find it right there. They have a great video showing the huge beaver caught on camera. It's on top of a roof. And she's just doing her thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can go to their website and to enter name if you'd like. There have been a couple of good names already. Lori Heavyfoot. Bev Irvin. Dam Ryan. A play on the Dan Ryan.
Dan Ryan, that's a good one. Yeah.
But I got to say, Sigourney Beaver is I mean, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
No word yet on if she has a name. Like, if she could just tell us, like,
yeah,
her
right.
name.
Come on.
I mean, actually, my name's Joan.
She's just shy, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Joan the Beaver, like that.
I love this story. I love these kind of things. I have to say, though, when I first saw this video, I thought it was I've talked about this before, the raccoons out in California.
Yes.
They don't have a predator. So they just get gigantic,
right.
and they do what they want. Like, they do what they run game out there. I've seen I actually saw a coyote run from one once.
Oh my God.
They just
coons can be mean.
They can be.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Well, and they get away with everything. They get away with they are. It's not fair. They are born with those masks, and you can never figure out
ID
which one is which.
I know.
You can't do it. No.
Garbage pandas.
I do. It's one of the better names for an animal.
Yeah.
Like, nicknames for an animal. That's one of the better ones. I've also heard a ninja pandas before.
Ninja pandas.
I think that with this one, of course, we have to ask for audience participation. I want to know what you would name this beaver.
Yep.
We want your name. And you can go ahead and text them to us, too, everybody. 715-424-2600. Or text to us or call us through the Civic Media app.
Yes. The text line. We will read them there.
Love to hear from every one of you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have any from these? Did you guys, anything off the top of your head pop?
Just the play on the bee name. And because I had, I had this tent. Years and years and years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was a very tiny tent.
Okay.
But her name was Big Bertha. She was also very round. Because it's just a round tent. So yeah. I vote for Bertha the Beaver.
Bertha the Beaver? That's not bad.
Yep.
I love that.
It's a lot of bees.
I love when we bring back names. Like that, like, you know, but we're not using them really that much anyway.
No, so people aren't being called them anymore. Let's bring it to animals. They've got no choice.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Maybe that's what we need to be doing with some of those older names we don't use anymore. We just need to be using them for our animals.
The muskrat, you know. We need to do that, you know.
How great would that be? Is that, like, these names, like, quote-unquote, retire. We don't really retire them. We just give them to our animals.
To animals.
They're like hand-me-down names. I'm done with this. You take
Here
it.
You go.
It doesn't
you
fit
can have
anymore.
It. Yeah, I'm done with it.
You go ahead and take it, Fido. You're not Fido anymore. You are
now. You're Felix.
Yes, exactly.
You're Elgin.
Yes, you're Elijah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's some good ones actually out there.
Hey, Aloysius, come on over here.
Hey, Socrates.
What do you think? Actually, that would be a good name for a dog.
Everybody, we are not doing any of the normal scheduled segments. The next hour, this
just
is all
names.
We're doing, is
yep.
going back and forth, the three of us.
Old names that people
just
don't use anymore.
Up with old names. We'll talk to you in a little bit, Oscar. We'll talk to you.
I'd like you to meet my bearded dragon, Neil.
We'll be back with more show, morning show on WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself when they open their doors tomorrow. Go on, head on over there, everybody. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. You can make plans today for tomorrow.
You should, in fact.
Go ahead.
I like to go there. I agree.
Yeah, check out their menu. You can go to elcafewi.com, elcafewi.com. Check out their menu. Maybe make some plans. Like, mm-hmm. tomorrow I'll try this, I'll try that. Mm-hmm. And they got their specials up. You can check that out as well. Be sure to get ready for things over at El Cafe. And I hope they had a great weekend over there.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Buy local,
and also
local.
Breakfast nachos. I mean, where else can you get breakfast nachos?
We're telling you, man. I mean, one-of-a-kind stuff there.
Menu.
It is.
Those are two of my favorite words, and just put right together. That's so great.
Breakfast nachos.
Oh, God, I haven't tried that. I have to try that. Mm-hmm. We want your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Get them to us. You can go ahead and email us, info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Encourage you to do that. And while you're doing that and liking our pages, you know, share our stuff on your pages. You just never know who might see it otherwise.
Exactly.
Heard from some listeners this weekend about similar things with our shows.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And sharing our shows, and now we've got more listeners on certain shows and everything, and that's really cool. We appreciate
awesomeness.
That. We pretty much are, you know, we advertise ourselves. We don't really have a lot of advertisement outside of our station here and everything, everybody, so we really greatly appreciate that.
Your word of mouth means a lot.
Yeah.
What, you don't appreciate me walking around on my sandwich board, James? Come on.
No, Melissa,
I thought
no.
It was really great.
Look, and I'm glad this came up. I've been meaning to shout out Melissa for this. She works so hard, and to do this in winter, that is really impressive. Melissa,
I know. Very. But she's got such a small area to work, that's the problem, you know?
As if there isn't enough on her plate already, and she takes this on too. I just admire
I'm totally kidding. I don't have a sandwich board. It's a complete fabrication.
No,
I'll
but you know what, maybe there's a good idea.
That's what we need to get Agatha doing.
Yes,
with the sandwich
board.
Agatha,
yep, there you out go. There walking around with her sandwich
just
board.
Up and down A Street, just up and down A Street, just the back and forth.
Oh goodness,
making the laps. We encourage you as well to call up and join
That's
the
right.
conversation.
You could call right now and join in and talk, you know, share your ideas with us and how we could advertise. Or just give us your birthdays and anniversaries. That number is 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app.
Do try to keep my home. My home?
I mean, your home?
It's one of those mornings, man. It's a Monday.
Home phone.
My home phone. My phone.
Wow. Oh,
I heard
man.
What you were trying to say.
That's so good. That was so good. I try to keep my phone handy so that I can see if the text line goes off and somebody sends it a birthday. So if you feel more comfortable doing that, we understand sometimes you're in the office, you're busy, or maybe you just don't feel comfortable calling in. That's okay, too. Text us through the Civic Media app. Thank you so much to everybody who's already downloaded the app. You need a 1 through 3. Seth, hit me up.
2.
All right, gives us that qualifier. Get right into it. And first up, want to so this is going to seem bad. want to wish a very happy birthday again to Susan Egren.
Oh no!
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Susan!
Yeah,
I have a list that I keep of birthdays, and then we have obviously a bunch of them sent in, and the majority of them are sent in. But every once in a while, I pull from this list of names of locals here in the area, and Susan was on there. But I had her name so close to the Monday birthdays, and I thought it was a Friday or Sunday birthday.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So everything we said on Friday, just replay that, Susan. Yep. Just replay it. No. We do appreciate you, Susan.
Yes, happy birthday, Susan.
Yeah, wishing you the best of days. And thanks for bringing us together, by the way, as a side note.
Actually,
appreciate that.
Very true.
We wish a very happy birthday to Nancy Getzloff.
Happy birthday, Nancy.
Happy birthday, Nancy.
Wishing you a great day, Nancy. Enjoy. And our qualifier today, Larry Brandt.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. We say brag to all your friends, family, animals, strangers, everybody. Go ahead and brag.
There's a name that'll never go out of style. Larry.
Yes.
That's a great name. I love Larry.
Lawrence. Yes, that's a name. Yeah. We take a look at some celebrity list of names here today. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is 34, Ice Cube's son.
Mm-hmm. Does not go by Ice Cube Jr., thank goodness.
No, yeah, that's a very smart move by him.
Smart move by him, yeah.
Especially O'Shea is such a great
name. That's a nice name, yeah.
Anytime you got an apostrophe in your first name, like that's going to be a good name. It's going to be a cool name, yeah. And he's great. He's a very good actor. Him, like Denzel Washington's son and him are incredibly good. Mm-hmm. And I understand that this is, I think it happens maybe more with acting than a lot of things where mm-hmm. you see that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree and
right.
you know, the Sheens and some of these are. The Estevez, as I should say, and some of these longtime families. But it's still somewhat surprising when we're talking about somebody who didn't really start out as an actor, wasn't mm-hmm. a trained actor.
Nope.
O'Shea didn't grow up seeing his dad as an actor, saw him as a musician, but had no real interest in music, wanted to act, really mm-hmm. enjoyed that. So kind of interesting.
And he is, when I've seen him, he's quite good.
And only 34, so we're going to see a lot more.
Daniel Kualia is 36. Get Out, Nope, Black Panther. Such a powerful actor.
He's a very good actor. Man.
Very funny, too. I've heard a lot about him from behind the scenes. But one of those
really?
Guys,
oh, okay.
Apparently, I had Chadwick Boseman laughing all the time and some others. Yeah.
Yeah, he's very good.
Let's see here. The most overrated boxer of all time, Floyd Mayweather Jr. is 48. Oh, did I say that part out loud?
Did you say that out loud?
Hey,
you may be right.
If you want to teach your kid how to block, Floyd Mayweather Jr. is fantastic. Is fantastic. And that is an integral part of boxing.
Mm-hmm.
There is something to be said about rope-a-doping, which is something that Muhammad Ali invented and mm-hmm. stuff where you wear your opponent out. What Floyd Mayweather does, I don't get. And I've grew up, like, there's no sport I know and understand better than boxing, and I still don't get what he does. But it doesn't matter because he's one of the most successful boxers, pound for pound, of all time.
Yeah, when he actually fights, it's been a long time.
And I'm sorry, I know it's his birthday, I can't help myself. Horrible human being. Horrible
yeah,
human
he's pretty bad.
Being.
Yeah.
But
sadly.
You got to throw these names out.
Yep.
Let's see, Billy Zane is 59.
All right, Billy.
Titanic is probably one of his, if not mm-hmm. his most famous role in everything. He did wear a wig for that, by the way. I always was curious about that. Yeah, he did.
Because he's usually, shaven head. He usually has a bald head.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. A good actor, but also somebody who has been very self-deprecating late in his career.
Oh, yes.
And I admire that. I admire that very much about him. Sammy Kershaw, 67, country singer. Cadillac Style. She don't know. She's beautiful. Played mm-hmm. a little bit of him earlier today for everybody.
Yeah, he's very good.
Paula Zahn is 69.
Wow.
On the case with Paula Zahn, investigative discovery.
She's been around for a long time. She's been doing news for, decades. My goodness.
She really has. And an early reporter in not just representing women, but in getting certain types of stories out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah Jo Rupp is 74. Maybe not a household name, but if I played her laugh for you right now, you would all get it. She's most famous for playing Kitty Foreman on The 70s Show.
Yes.
Yes.
Very fun recent turn on the Scarlet Witch show and then the Agatha show. She was very good in those, too.
I really enjoyed seeing her in the Agatha show.
Yes.
She was great in the Scarlet Witch one, playing the same character.
Yep.
But it was good to be able to see. It's great for any actor to see for me. I'm mm-hmm. obviously biased about this one, but to see an actor be able to get out of type.
Yes.
But mm-hmm. when you're talking about an older actor, and I mean anything above 40, because we're talking Hollywood, so that's old to them.
For them it is, yeah.
And then you add on top of it a woman. To see them have a chance to play completely different wild characters, whether that Agatha all along was good or not, I loved that part of it.
Yes.
I loved the opportunity that so many of these actresses were given,
mm-hmm.
and some great actresses, including Deborah here. I just love her. I could have her laugh as my ringtone, and I'd be perfectly happy. I just love
her
laugh so
laugh,
much.
Yes.
Oh, it's such a great laugh. Reuben Holmes is 78.
Wow.
Let's escape, everybody. The Pina Colada song. Do people know it as Escape, or do they just know it as the Pina Colada song?
It's both, because I think the Pina Colada song is its subtitle, if I remember correctly.
It is,
so.
But if you said Escape, nobody would know what you're talking about.
No, they would think of something else.
If mm-hmm. you are a, and I know that we are huge in this audience, so if you are a lounge singer out there, This is your finish song, right? This is the song where it's 2 a.m. There's like 3 people out there. This is the one you wrap up with. I would think. I don't know. Right. I don't want to tell anybody how to do their job.
Right.
But if I'm a lounge singer and I've learned anything from Bill Murray and him playing that character back in the day, I gotta say, you gotta end with that one, right? Or my favorite lounge singer song of all, Midnight at the Oasis. I don't know why.
It's a better song though.
I hear that song and I immediately think of Bill Murray as a lounge singer just doing, I don't know why. I don't even think he did that song.
No, I don't think he did.
I don't even know if that's a lounge singer song, but for some reason that song
for you.
Is the epitome of lounge singer songs.
We have to remember, okay, so Rupert Holmes did the big hit for him, basically his biggest hit. But if you want to go back in his catalog, his other kind of hit that he had was a song called Timothy, which may not have to do with cannibalism.
Just no.
We'll stick with the pina colada song, I think. Yep.
We're escaping this single writer.
I don't want to eat with that guy.
No. Well, I mean, pina colada flavored, I got to imagine. Edward James Olmos is 78 today. One of my favorite actors of all time. The first American-born Latino ever to get an Academy Award nomination for Stand and Deliver. Lost to Dustin Hoffman's Rain Man. No shame in that.
No.
Battlestar Galactica. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us, like myself, got to know him from Miami Vice as a kid. Mm-hmm. He kind of set a bit of a standard for the type of sergeant that we would see going forward. Right. Like, I don't know that much about TV drama necessarily before that, but it was really after that you had that silent, angry, police
always
sergeant.
Angry for some reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for some reason, just the anger. But I've always thought of him as like a stately.
Yes.
Actor. He's very classy,
Poised.
In all, yes. Yeah, exactly. Poise is a good word for it. Yeah.
American Me is a fantastic movie. Maybe
from 92.
Yeah, some of his best work. But I know it's a rough one here, but Blade Runner. Him and Blade Runner. I love Blade Runner, and I loved his performance in it.
Wow.
The origami and everything.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Yeah.
I love Edward James Olmos. Fantastic.
He's not, he doesn't have a big part in that movie, but it's very memorable. Yeah.
And I like Jimmy Smits. I like Antonio Banderas. I like a lot of these actors. If you notice with Latin male actors, if they ain't good looking, you usually don't see them. So for Edward James Olmos to do what he did in his career with his face the way it was, and I'm only talking about this because he has talked about it in interviews,
right.
It just adds only more to his legendary career, and I do mean a legendary career.
Yeah, he's great. Mm-hmm. Love him.
Barry.
Yeah.
Battlestar Galactica did it for me.
Yeah, he's very good in that too.
Captain Adama.
Yep.
Almost played the same role that he did in Miami Vice in that one. Not at all. They were just a little similar. Barry Boswick is 80 today. The mayor in Spin City. Brad Majors in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Of course.
Other great character roles he played over the years.
Good old Barry.
And some people no longer with us, like Abe Vigoda, born to this day in 1921. Sal in The Godfather. Barney Fish on Barney Miller, which is where I knew him. Betty White's co-star in the Snickers Bowl Super Bowl commercials for a couple of years there. Famously, for the end of his career, would show up on the Conan O'Brien show with a running gag. Now, there was one night that he was there, and I thought he was going to be going on. And I never found out if they were going to bring him on and they just ran out of time. Sometimes that happens where they cut things. But he sat backstage and would talk to anybody that wanted to talk to him, like sign stuff, took pictures, all before he was supposed to go on. Like, I'm nervous before I go on air. Even doing this job, I get a little nervous, and I'm usually trying to set myself and everything. This guy was just, it's calm and cool, collected, and very, very on point. Like, I can't think of what age he was, but I know he didn't live much longer after that when I last saw him and everything. But just, I mean, I hope that if I am fortunate enough to live to that age, I am half of what he was as a person. Man. And as a performer.
Yep.
And self-deprecating.
Oh, for 100, absolutely.
Big fan of Mr. Pagoda.
He was in Joe versus the Volcano.
Ah, thank you, Mel. I forgot about that one. I love that movie. I'm the only person in the world. Oh, yeah? Okay. All right, two of us.
I love that
There's two of us. All right.
Man, I question
Mel. Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Yeah. What's his taste?
It's their first time together before. It's what built the standard for their chemistry.
Get out of here.
And maybe
Carol Kane. Come on.
Oh, good one.
Lloyd Bridges.
Anything with Carol Kane. And maybe George Harrison's birthday.
Maybe?
We do this every year.
We're not 100% sure. Okay.
While he was alive, George preferred to celebrate his birthday on the 24th, but his birth certificate says the 25th. Does the date you choose to celebrate reflect? And I was trying to have this debate last week, and nobody would take me seriously. If you could change your last name, how come you can't change your birthday? I've been trying to get mine changed to February 30th. And I don't see how that's any different if I wanted to name myself Dominic. I should be able to change my – if I could change my name, I should be able to change my birthday.
George Harrison picked a real day, for one thing.
Right.
That helps.
Oh, yeah. You guys and your facts.
Rules, man.
Rules.
Come on.
Happy birthday and anniversary.
Reality.
To everybody Reality out bites. There celebrating. Make plans to head on over to El Cafe tomorrow, everybody. They'll be open again tomorrow for the week. Head on over there to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll get to our news, sports, and partner break. We'll be back with more show, morning show at WFHR.
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of Love Potion number 9.
Love Potions 1 through 8 did not do well.
They did not pan out.
They did not. Nope. The marketing team had no idea what to do with those. Welcome
it
back.
It had to do with the smell.
It was big time. Horrible combination there. Melissa, Seth, and James back with you, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope your Monday is starting off good. In a little bit, we're going to get into a fun one. We've got armored, you want an app for armored guards? We're going to be able to help you.
If you want them, you know.
But we're traveling with our first segment here. We are going to Egypt.
All right.
Melissa sent over an amazing story here that I really appreciated. I did not see this one, Mel. Sometimes I will catch a headline or read part of an article, something you send over. But this one I had not touched or seen anything about, and I thought this was fascinating. And I did find a story to kind of tag along with it. But the first pharaoh's tomb was found in Egypt since Tutankhamun's.
Wow. That was in 1922.
Wow.
The last time. It's been over 100 years.
That's fantastic. Yes. I didn't even know that part. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
I didn't either. Yep. It's great.
This is the last undiscovered royal tomb of the 18th Egyptian dynasty, which included, of course, the famous Tutankhamun.
Mm-hmm.
The uncovering of the King Tutankhamun's second tomb marks the first time a pharaoh's tomb has been found by a British-led excavation since it was found over a century ago. Just incredible. Researchers have thought the burial chambers of the 18th dynasty pharaohs were more than 2 kilometers away, closer to the Valley of the Kings.
Wow, that's really cool. And that's dangerous work, considering the structures they have to go through to get these stuff. I mean, these are not solid structures anymore. They have to be very careful about what they're doing.
Sand.
Yeah, I mean,
and
because
sand
exactly.
can be awful when you have, I mean, you think shifting snow sands. Avalanches are bad? Mm-hmm. Sand avalanches are bad, too.
Yeah.
When they got into the burial chamber, they found it to be decorated, the sign of a pharaoh, of course. Mm-hmm. And, quote, part of the ceiling was still intact, a blue painted ceiling with yellow stars on it, and blue painted ceilings with yellow stars are only found in king's tombs.
Right.
But that was still there.
Which is amazing. That means it's an undisturbed tomb, which were very rare. Even when they were Egyptology first started, because almost all of the graves were looted in antiquity. Yep. Back in way ancient times, they were all looted and robbed. Yep.
I really wanted to play Steve Martin's King Tut before this segment. I got to be honest with you.
No.
Just wanted the excuse to play
King
it.
Tut.
I can laugh at that one. you don't get the last name Maloff and not get to laugh at these kind of things. So this is fascinating to me, also along with what we've talked about recently about still finding fossils every once in a while and stuff. Like I refuse to normalize these stories, and I refuse that in the 24/7 news cycle to. Would you rather hear about this, everybody, or hear about something a politician rambled about that's not even going to amount to anything in 24 hours?
Yeah, right.
Like, shouldn't we be covering these
it's
stories?
An amazing
better?
Story. Yeah,
this is fascinating.
Yeah.
This is amazing. This is while I know this touches my family's history a little bit closer than others. It's all of our history.
Yeah,
this affects all of us, especially if we're talking about stuff in Egypt.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the cradles of civilization.
Fascinated by Egypt. I think that it's just so cool. I love stories about Egypt.
Yep.
And there's also the smell. Wait, what?
The smell of Egypt?
In ancient Egyptian news, what does a 5,000-year-old mummy smell like? Well, a study found that they smell actually pretty darn good. They've actually obviously been able to prove this and stuff. And when they do uncover these bodies, almost all archaeologists have the similar words: woody, spicy, or a sweet smell.
Okay.
Well, because by then, I mean, everything's gone, essentially. You know, like all the actual
thousands
tissue.
Of years. Yeah.
Right.
And that is, of course, maybe it's common knowledge, in case it isn't. I don't like to mansplain mummies to people or anything like
no,
that.
No, but still, yeah.
But what they are traditionally mummified with or buried with.
Yeah.
Kind of makes
spices.
The embalming practice
is
pretty extensive. A lot of spices.
Right, right. And it was all in preserving the body. Because, as I don't know if a lot of people know this, Egyptians were resurrectionists. That means that they believe the body actually resurrected in the afterlife. The physical body got up and started walking, which is why you see all of the stuff in the tombs with the pharaohs. That might it was all the stuff they might need exactly in the afterlife. Mm-hmm. So,
and not to get like grossly morbid or anything, but they when they did, you know, when they readied the bodies for the embalming practice, they took out all the internal organs and put them in vessels.
Yep, because they would need them later.
Pottery, because they'd need them later.
Yep.
Such
just
a long
Why
job.
Why wouldn't you leave them with your body?
Yeah, just leave them with your body. I mean, just...
I need these later. I'm going to put them in this pot over here.
If you're right.
You know?
I mean, talk about those situations where if you're right and you're like, well, what was I thinking? Like, boy, ever had a moment? And it, you know, I mean, that's one of those Snickers moments right there.
Yeah, you're wish
like,
you
oh,
get away,
geez.
You know.
Oh,
right,
man,
yeah.
All right.
Why did they put the kidneys in separate vessels? I can't find my second kidney.
Which one was on the right? Which one was on the left?
I don't know. I can't remember. Does it go in or out? I can't tell.
I should have labeled these. That's also got to be a really rough gig to be setting all that up.
Labeling
all that.
They were literally spending their entire lives planning their death is what they were doing.
Yeah. You can find these articles at reddit.com and at the apnews.com. apnews.com. Go
Very
check
cool.
those out, everybody. We naturally transition from mummies and Egypt and tombs to eggs.
Naturally.
It's an easy transition
right on,
for me.
Right
I don't
on,
get
man.
Any points for that segue. pretty easy to do this. If there's anything more expensive than buying a home these days, it's probably eggs.
Yeah.
There's a video going viral online where someone shows a, quote, for sale sign outside a home. There's the usual photo of the realtor, but there's also an added sign above that says, free eggs with purchase of house. It's kind of a playful joke, but it's also, you know, a little bit of a sign.
Right on
the
there, right on, yeah.
Cheek. Mm-hmm.
The, quote, free eggs sign seems like it's lower quality than the for sale sign, but it does seem to be the property affixed to the post. They did was
I
done
love
by the
that.
Realtor.
Yes, that's cute.
It's just something I think to make people smile today if you were looking for a funny meme or
not
anything
bad.
Like that.
Not bad.
There's also a good video that goes along with it, apparently, too.
But I have a question for you now. Because eggs are a little more expensive, do they taste better?
Yeah, great question.
Do you savor them
great
more?
Question.
Yeah.
That's
are
a good question.
So good.
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know.
I've wondered this about caviar for a long time. Like if caviar was if it costs as much as peanut butter, would people be as, caviar?
You know, that's an excellent question, man. I don't know. Do people specifically do things because it's more expensive, you know, for like especially foods?
I believe yes.
You know?
I believe it's the same. It's the same thing that our brains do when we have Skittles, and we're going to taste, and they're all the same,
right?
But we see that color on there, and so it changes. It a little
changes
bit for
something
us
like that. I have had in my life, I have had Dom Perignon, the famous champagne,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tasted like any other sparkling white wine. Yeah. I mean, it's but you know, with that name on it, it's $150 a bottle.
Yeah.
Or now it's probably like $300. Who knows how much it costs now? But that was way back in the day.
They the only time I've ever been around really like fancy wines was at the vineyard that we did when we were promoting our show, and it was all the summer shows for Fox that were there. We were all promoting and walking around and hobnobbing all that stuff, and they had these fancy wines that you were to sample and spit out.
Yeah,
but there's at least two or three that I swallow. Like it's older than like five times older than I am. I'm not spitting that out.
I'm not gonna get this chance again, man. I'm not drinking.
And I grew grew up on the South Side. I don't care. All the class of the world ain't gonna get that out of my system. Like I'm making sure that stayed in my body. That's
all that Thunderbird, you know.
And it loosened me up a little bit. You know, I was like a little bit more,
made you a little more talkative.
Relax.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
But have no fear, everybody. I'm sure that like a lot of these things, the price for eggs is gonna go down any second now.
Any moment now.
Yeah. It'll go down. Any second now. Just like everything else that we were talking about it with inflation and stuff.
Yeah. Prices always go down, right?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
I don't know if there will be anybody, any consumers that can buy any of it when they do, but I mean, it will. It will go down eventually. We will take a quick timeout. We'll come back, wrap up the hour. We're going to be talking about, hey, did you ever want an armored guard? Ever want an armored guard?
Mm.
Well, you know, there's an app for that. There's an app. We'll go to the game. We'll tell you about it. We'll come back on the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. We hope you're having a great start to your Monday morning out there. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to have some fun with this next segment. We got some good stuff coming up for you the next hour as well. Keep in mind, we are going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with Beth Habhacker and the kitchen's open.
Yeah.
Looking forward to diving into that one. Should be a lot of fun.
Tasty show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll have some great stuff for you in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Entertainment news. We got a That Ain't Right story. And we'll get into things people underestimate because anyone can do them but are actually require a lot of skill.
That's cool. It's an interesting article, yeah.
Remember Apple's old, there's an app for that ad back in early aughts. We may have finally hit a point where there is literally an app for everything.
Oh, jeez.
A private security service called Protector. The marketing team worked overtime on that one. Protector just hit the app store this week, and people are calling it Uber with guns.
Yeah.
For $1,000, you can have an armed guard pick you up and shuffle you around town in the Escalade for 5 hours. They're either retired law enforcement or active duty.
Okay.
Because of a lot of what is happening to a lot of pensions around the country, and this has been going on for a long time. This is not one that you can blame on any politician, one politician. This is one that has been happening, especially in major cities, for a very long time. About you sign up and you risk your life every day of your job, and then, by the way, we're going to take away your funds at the end of your career, right before retirement, so that you have to go into the public circuit. So you have to do some of these things.
Moonlighting stuff, yeah.
The app was announced last year, but you might have heard about it last month when they did a video showing what could have happened with the CEO recently, the healthcare CEO, what happened with
him recently. Right.
It's only available in New York and LA for now. There's a $129 annual fee. The prices start at $1,000. You could pay more to protect multiple people or have a motorcade with up to 3 Escalades.
Okay.
The necessity of this is here or there. This case by case thing, and you know, we could easily make a good 10 minutes on the. I think it'd be funny to like. I like the idea of in a town like this, and I do this to go to work, and people just like, well, wait a minute, what has he got on him? It's just me normally coming to work or whatever.
Coming
to work this way and just get people talking.
Like, the guy steps out of the car, you know, with the dark glasses and the dark suit and the earpiece, and he's like. All right, it's clear to go in the building.
Yes. Just so you can experience that, for what it's like to experience that for once or anything. But the necessity of this, whether we like it or not, or we think it's overdone or anything like that, is evident.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's clear need for it.
If there's enough to actually create a job, an industry for it, then there's obviously, they think there's something there, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing this, so...
I am curious to see if this survives, if this is a business that can survive, how popular it can be. I think there is use for it. I don't know how much use. I don't know enough to start a company.
Right.
I don't know about that.
I guess we'll find out. And it would only work, you'd think, in like very large metropolitan areas like New York and L.A. I don't know where else. I mean, I suppose you could go to other big cities, but... You know, like you said, it would look very weird in Wisconsin Rapids, wouldn't it? You know, it would just be very strange. So,
but
I don't
think this is a better option than what they were floating before with, like, oh, CEOs get a special number to call to get protection from the police, mm-hmm. which would be taxpayer money,
right?
Paying for
this, their they have protection. To pay for it themselves.
This yeah. they pay for themselves, and they should have to.
And
they want special protection. Then they there should pay for it.
Yeah.
Now, I would, you know, there is a part of me that would be able to hear an argument for that.
Okay.
If we had them paying their taxes. If they were actually paying their taxes.
Excellent point.
If companies were actually paying taxes.
Right.
Then I would be much more inclined to, well, they are investing in, they are paying their taxes or whatever and anything. The fact that they are not tells me that they don't deserve it. And I don't even know how much they deserve of any public funding. Like, or any
public, right.
anything whatsoever. They got the money.
Or government subsidies.
Yeah, right, subsidies, exactly.
Or why do they get police protection at all if they're not paying for it?
Why are people so quick to worry about what a struggling family is doing and how they're taking money out of your, you know, blah, 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 or whatever. Yeah. But they don't care. They don't blink an eye at the idea of millionaires and billionaires not paying their taxes.
Or getting, like, money from the government, right?
Like, what? Please, 715-424-2600, yeah. Use the Civic Media app if you like. You can text this answer in. Tell me the justification in that. Tell me where that lies. I've heard some arguments to this one. Mm-hmm. Well, then why would you want to become rich if you're just going to be taxed more than other people?
you're still rich.
Can I just point to literally every example in human history of why people like
want to be rich?
And we have forgotten the goal of success. The goal was never to be the richest person in the world. The goal of success is to get paid to do what you love to do and have a comfortable life,
mm-hmm.
and have a good life, whatever comfortable means to you.
Right.
Not so that I could go buy the Elephant Man's bones. That's not success. That's a gluttony. That's mm-hmm. I thought the opposite of what yep. quite a few people believe out there
right.
as one of the seven deadly sins. I thought it was, at least. This is my wheelhouse. I don't want to talk about stuff I don't know. But I feel like it, you know, this isn't like I'm throwing out there some crazy ideas or anything like that. Like, this is pretty basic, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and if you go like you were just alluding to, James, you go back in history, and this kind of greedy is always considered a bad thing. It's right. considered a poor thing.
Money is the root of all evil.
Yes, it's the way to disrupt society. And that's actually what we're seeing right now.
go ahead and throw into your search engine, everybody. How many kings, how many monarchies, how many civilizations were overthrown because they were too nice, because they were good to their people, you know, and, oh, we've had enough of this, or because they paid their dividends, because they earned their keep or something like mm-hmm. that. We used to have that in this country. We used to. George Washington was a soldier. Mm-hmm. George Washington didn't even want to be in politics.
That's right.
That's where this started. It meant something back in the day to have fought for your country, and also to go into battle of politics, these things and stuff. Like, where is our standards? And again, this isn't like I'm saying like there has to be some amazingly high bar that only 3% of the population can meet or something like that.
Right.
It's the opposite. I'm saying. It was supposed to be, we may have been the last generation that they were still telling us, well, anybody can grow up to be president.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've asked a lot of the younger generation, they stopped saying that.
They did.
Like, they don't say that anymore.
Interestingly enough.
That's the opposite of America to me. That again, I'm not saying like I'm a biographer on this or anything, but I'm
right.
a student of history, and that seems mm-hmm. like the opposite of all of this.
Yeah,
I do also find this app like funny, like it, for just transferring. Like we have a winner for like our most recent, you know, Valentine's contest. And we have the armored guards for this and everything.
Yeah,
and stuff.
There you go. Yeah,
I don't know if we have that in the budget. I don't.
Oh, bummer.
Don't.
No.
Got a two that ain't, at least two that ain't right, well, three maybe, that ain't right stories for you today. This could be one of them. Traffic around the country might be a little lighter than other days today, than other Mondays, you know, now that we're not having some of the holidays we had or the Super Bowl or some of that.
Sure.
But a new study in the Journal of Urban Economics found heavy traffic makes us gain weight.
Whoa.
And it all comes down to meal choices. Researchers looked at 3 years' worth of traffic and GPS data, and they found heavy traffic made people more likely to eat fast food, especially for dinner.
Mm. That makes sense.
Because you don't have time to cook.
Yeah, exactly.
They think it's because you're less likely to want to cook when you're you've been stuck in traffic.
There you go.
Like, I'm getting home late. Do I? Yep. There you go. Well,
yeah. Just like Melissa said. Yeah, yeah. That's very cool.
People were also less likely to swing by the grocery store when traffic was bad. So they think that there's even more evidence to that being true.
Because
There's not really drive-through at the grocery store unless you planned ahead.
Yeah, right. An ordered ahead kind of thing.
That's not this instance when you're stuck in traffic.
No.
You're not going to plan for that.
Wow.
As usual, The Simpsons has the answers for us here.
Of course they do.
Historians will remember when Homer bought a vehicle that had a rotisserie chicken grill in it.
see, he was way ahead of The Simpsons again. Once again, way ahead of us.
Way ahead.
Man.
You can stop by your local chicken place or something, or just right there where your glove compartment. You don't use your glove compartment anyway. I mean,
certainly not for gloves.
No. Put a microwave in there. How many people have ever used their glove? I purposely have an extra pair of gloves in my glove compartment just for this conversation.
Just to keep things consistent.
You can go out there and look right now, and it's just so that if I can say that I actually have put gloves
in my glove compartment.
I don't know.
That's
that
a weird thing to keep in there.
I've got like one or two. I had room in there, and I wanted to put something in there and like keep the papers in place.
We call it a napkin holder in our car, cars, because extra napkins in it. Yep. You never know when you need napkins.
I keep my car manual in there.
Yep.
There are not many better feelings than when you're in that moment and you're like, man, they forgot my ketchup. But you, being the smart human being you are, you have like three or four ketchup packets in your glove compartment.
Right there.
Or, man, I need a napkin. They forgot napkin. Oh, wait. I thought ahead. I'm a smart human being. In the pride you feel.
Extra bonus points if you have a spoon in there.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
All right.
Or a straw. That's even more.
Real quick, guys. I got to throw this out there. That's the reason I love this show. We started off talking about a new app for protection, and we ended up at glove compartments and ketchup packets. This show is awesome. Where else can you find this? I'm telling you, people.
There's literally
only
nobody.
Only in central Wisconsin.
It's right here.
It's
man,
been a
alive.
Fun first hour, everybody.
It has been.
Thanks so much for joining us. Again, keep in mind, we will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with the kitchens open. Looking forward to that one. I did also want to remind everybody that we've got stop by the studios here. Drop off your birthdays and anniversaries. Pick things up if you need to. And pick up a Visit Rome, Wisconsin visitor's guide right in our office.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We got a whole supply of them.
They dropped off some new ones for you during business hours, 9 to 4. Come by. Pick one of these up. They're beautiful. They're very well done. And things are just popping over there in Rome. There's so many cool things going on
it's
over
really
there.
It's really cool, yeah.
And even to longtime listeners out there in this area, and you think, I know Rome. If you haven't been there in a while, it's updated.
Check it out.
Quite a bit. There's a lot of great things going on over there. And never forget that how one of our neighbor cities does is how we do. We are all connected.
It's all connected.
We all got to look out for each other and help out each other. We'll be back with more show coming up.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.